Thanks very much, Mary. Well, my next guests don't care about the weather because they're inside, busy playing video games for a cause. No, you're not experiencing technical difficulties. That is the sound of the world's most boring video game, Desert Bus. It was designed by Penn and Teller, yes, the magicians from Las Vegas, and a small but mighty group of gamers in Victoria have been playing Desert Bus for 3 days, 21 hours, 5 minutes, and counting. Morgan, Paul, James, and Bill have been driving the Desert Bus in 4-hour shifts with the help of a pit crew to raise money for a good cause, the charity Child's Play, which provides children's hospitals with toys and games. And if you want to join the first annual Desert Bus for Hope Challenge, you can do it online. Go to www.desertbus.org. Or just turn up the radio. We have reached the pit crew boss, Graham Stark, by phone. Hi, Graham.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. How is the driving crew holding up? Are they totally bored yet?
No, actually. It's been surprisingly easy to keep entertained. We have a large number of people online chatting with us live as we do this. And they are currently listening to me talking to you and commenting on it as we speak. So it's pretty interesting.
And you know, this is so bizarre because you do have a live streaming sort of webcam there, so I can see you online talking to me on the radio, and I'm watching the driver Morgan stretch and wiggle his bare feet, and hi, I'm waving at you. It's so bizarre. But let's start with, how did this challenge begin?
Well, when we're not doing this, we're also a sketch comedy troupe. We do a new short video every week, and you know, often about sort of video game related jokes crop up sometimes. And the Child's Play charity was originally made by a video game related webcomic, and it's a great charity because, you know, it supports children's hospitals, buying them toys and video games to make their stay in hospital less awful and tedious. And it really sort of showed that people who play video games and people who use the internet, you know, can be real, actual, generous people, because they raised over $1 million last year. And so the idea came up that we should really do something to participate in that.
So you had a good goal. You wanted to raise money for Child's Play, a charity that you could identify with. Where did the idea of playing the world's most boring video game come from?
Well, that was something that Paul, one of the drivers, came up with. He'd heard about the game online, and we're big fans of Penn and Teller, and it just seemed like such a fascinating game. It was originally, it was never actually released. It was part of a game, like a full game that they had made for the Sega CD that was intended to be released in 95. And it was originally thought of as sort of a backlash against the whole, you know, video games will make you a violent person sort of thing, which is as prevalent now as it was then, and to just make the dullest, most realistic game ever. And it's you drive an empty tour bus from Tucson, Arizona to Las Vegas at 45 miles an hour in real time. It takes 8 hours. And when you get there, all you can do is get one point and turn back around.
It is an interesting concept. Now, you mentioned that this game was designed by Penn and Teller and one other person. Have you heard from them? Do they know you're playing this?
They do, actually. We sent an email to their fan site, and it must have gotten back to them, because right after we started, about 10 minutes after we started this on Friday night at 6, Penn phoned us and said that he just thought it was absolutely fantastic, and that the late executive producer of the game would have thought it was just, like, the coolest thing. And he and Teller have each donated $500, and Teller has actually been phoning us probably twice a day since then, and he's bought our lunch every day. He asked for our address, called us up on Google Maps, found the closest Subway restaurant, and ordered us a sandwich platter on the first day. And he's been phoning back. We actually get to hear him talk for once, which is great. He has a deeper voice than you might think.
Okay.
And he's just been an absolutely, like, stand-up guy and fabulous for moral support for this most tedious thing in the world.
So you're actually getting support from Las Vegas, from these famous magicians, for the fundraiser that's going on right here in Victoria. How much have you raised so far?
Well, our original goal was $5,000, which was a, like, this is something that if we could possibly reach this, it would be absolutely outstanding. And the online support has been overwhelming. We have currently raised $16,936, which is more than we could ever have possibly imagined.
That's a lot of money.
We are absolutely floored. Like, we would never have thought that that this would happen.
But I guess if you're raising all this money, you've had to keep playing the game. That's the point, right? They pay you to keep playing.
Yeah, so right now we're playing for a total of 104 hours, which puts us somewhere around 3 o'clock on Wednesday morning, I believe.
Oh, boy.
So, which I can see Morgan, the present driver, is just thrilled with.
Yeah, that was a nice gesture there, Morgan. So I understand, too, from going online, I don't know about this game, but the excitement, if there's any excitement, is that occasionally the bus goes off the road?
Well, that's the thing, is that you can't pause. You have to keep driving. The bus has a slight list to the right, so you can't just tape the controller down and walk away. You have to keep interacting with it. But if you stop the bus or if it drives off the road, then you overheat and get towed back to Tucson, and also in real time. That has unfortunately happened a couple times. The first time, right after we started, Eddie Gorodetsky, who's apparently a television producer currently, but who originally came up with the idea with Penn & Teller, phoned us and offered us $500 to take a dive.
And you
right
did.
Right off the bat. And so we were like, well, sure, why not? We only just started. So we did that. We reset our clock to zero and then started our hours from there. But since then, we've had technical difficulties have distracted the driver. We had a driver fall asleep. It's a real endurance test, and we don't actually sit and watch the bus get towed back, because you know people are paying for us to play this for a certain number of hours, and they are it's the combination of generosity and spite that are paying to watch us suffer.
I was just going to say, you have some people out there who are delighting in the fact that they're paying you to not be able to do anything else. I think we should give Morgan, who's been at this for quite some time, a bit of a distraction here. Do you think he can drive and talk on the phone? I mean, I know you're not supposed to talk on cell phones when you're driving, but since it's a virtual bus, can we talk to him?
I'm fairly certain that that he'll be able to handle talking to you and driving at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, here he is.
All right, hand it over.
Hi.
Hi, Morgan. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Well, good. Anything exciting happening on the bus ride right now?
Shortly before you called, we had a bug splat on the windshield, which is basically the most exciting thing that happens throughout the entire course of the game.
How much longer can you keep up with this tedious job of driving the desert bus?
Well, there's a geometric progression in how much money we make. Like, it costs progressively more money to get us to go further hours. At this point, we're making, I think, $1,200 an hour to keep us going a further hour. And at that amount of money, I will keep playing this for as long as, like, it really is not pleasant. I'm not going to lie to you. But I'll keep doing it.
Okay. So right now, Graham mentioned it, but when are you supposed to be finished? Like, you have enough money to get you through till tomorrow morning at what time, 2 or 3?
I think 3 o'clock at the moment. I have to work at 12:30 on Wednesday. So I've already taken 2 days off of work that I didn't expect to have to take off. So if I have to take a third, it's going to be pretty ridiculous.
Well, Morgan, there are a lot of children out there who are thanking you for this, and I want to thank you for talking to us. Thank everybody, the whole crew, James and Bill and Paul and Morgan and you and Graham, and just thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Morgan. He's at the wheel of the bus as part of the first annual Desert Bus for Hope Challenge. See, there's the sound. Paul, James, and Bill are sharing the driving duties, and we also heard from Graham Stark, who is the pit crew boss. You can check out the action, or lack of it, at www.desertbus.org or through their regular website, which is loadingreadyrun.com. I think we should turn our attentions to sports that are just a touch more active. Merry